Essential NLP. Practical skills for a great life.
Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Essential NLP podcast. I'm Dr. Phil. And today we're continuing on our journey into the wise ancestor process, which is taken from my latest book, The Coach That's Always There, which is available on Amazon. In the last episode, we considered the idea of the vastness of the human timeline and how there must be within that extraordinary wealth of ancestors some incredible people. Check back to the podcast if you haven't heard it. Today, we're going to apply this information to help you to make change. So once again, make sure you've got a safe and reasonable space to do this, not when you're driving, where you can just focus on this. And the first thing I'd like you to do is just take an issue that you're dealing with, something that you think, oh, I'm a bit stuck with this. This is something that's getting in my way. I'd like to resolve this. When you've chosen that, and probably the first time you use it, choose something that's not the biggest thing in the world so you can get used to the process. What I'd like you to do is to take a few deep breaths and then just gaze back in your mind's eye along your timeline to where you were born. And then imagine there, that splits into two, one for your mother, one for your father, and follow that back to their birth. And again, it splits to two for each of them. So we've got four, your grandparents. And follow that back to when they were born. And like the branches of a tree, notice how at each generation it doubles. And just see that lying back through time, all the way back through distant ancient history, through 2,000 years, 4,000 years, 10,000 years, 20. Remember we said it goes all the way back to 200,000 years at least. Along that timeline, there are extraordinary people that we talked about before, who did those amazing things, those first things. Today, what I'd like you to do is just take a few moments as you just gaze at that extraordinariness of this ancestry to allow your mind to drift to somebody. Now, maybe somebody you know, like could be within living memory, or it may well be so far in the past, there are no records of it, but you know that somebody there you're related to is exactly who you need right now to help you with this particular issue that you're dealing with. So allow your mind to just drift and notice where it settles. That person who calls to you from your past. And as they appear, just start to notice what they look like, how old they are, which part of the world they're in, if they're male or female, what their skills are. And as you focus on them, just picture, imagine, sense them in front of you. And that they're really pleased to see you because you are a sign of their success. That their children's 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 kept the flame alive. That's why you're here. So they're really pleased to see you. Get a sense of that, a sense of them being excited to see you, their direct descendant. And then as they look you kindly in the eyes, they're going to say something to you that's really important for you to hear right now in your life. This person who has wisdom, has experience, listen to what they say. Really hear what they say and let that in. That sense of somebody really speaking to you, someone who's valuable, kind, insightful, wise. And as they do, really feel that sense of something connecting. Maybe you want to ask them some questions and listen to their guidance and advice. feel how that feels to have this person with you in this moment. And then notice what it feels like to move through this issue that you're dealing with their support, with them by your side as needed, anytime. Just being there. How does it feel to have their presence showing up when you need it? That sense, that guidance, that companionship. Now, when people do this process, they can have quite profound experiences of connecting with something that's incredibly powerful. So notice how you feel and give yourself a little time after doing this process to just be calm, be thoughtful, and be inspired. This is a brief version of this process. If you want more details of it, then of course get the book, Coach That's Always There, available on Amazon, both as an ebook and paperback. And I'll see you on the next episode.
Essential NLP.